Hi there, Dr. Gary here on the road. We are dental practice brokers nationwide. We sell dental practices. Today's topic is buyer about to give up because process taking too long, losing their edge. We'll go over what happens. Very typical. So as you know, we have 10 employees now. We're in 22 states. I was a dentist for 25 years. We're doing this dental brokerage for 14 years now. And we're available to you 363 days a year. Just give us a ring. We take off Christmas and Easter. But call us if you want to talk about anything, advice, how much your practice is worth, appraisals. Just give us a ring. There's no charge. Our phone number is 201-663-0935. And our website is dentalpracticeguide.com or nationwidedentalpracticebrokers.com. Call us. Let's talk. We'll put it together. All right? If you want to see, and this is all this information is for entertainment. It's not legal advice. You want to you want to sell to one of those big DSOs, call us, because this marketplace is changing rapidly. I mean, weekly things are happening. Some of them are consolidating, others are having trouble getting financing, others are still growing. We have some mid-market ones that are coming into the market that are buying quite a bit, but their EBITDA multiple is down. All right? Holdback is higher. That is cash at close a little higher. So everything is moderating now a little bit. So we know who the best ones are, and we can help you. They often pay our commissions, so there's no commission to you. All right? So you have nothing to lose. And secondly, when you work with us, we get your legal fees reimbursed based on criteria when you sell to a DSO or you sell a practice selling for like 1.3 or higher. We'll get your legal fees reimbursed, okay, upon successful closing based on criteria. Now, let's talk about what's happening. Buyer beginning to lose the edge. Here's the problem. You're at the end of a long process and you're getting worn down. Seller's worn down. You keep asking for more documents. We get them to you. You have to process it. The bank wants more documents. This is the first time you bought a practice, and you think you're exhausted, and you say you're exhausted. Then you say, oh, I'll just build from scratch. Yeah, whole nother problem. You build a beautiful office, takes a year, all the aggravation, pay top dollar, and you have no patients and a couple of plants everybody brings and gives you a high five, pats you on the shoulder, and says good luck. Just forget about it. It's a long process. I understand. You're going to begin to lose your edge a little bit. I understand. Because you're not used to doing this. I'm used to chaos, problems, everything taking longer than expected. That's what I do. But I did it, I've done it like 150, 160 times. That's just on sales, let alone the deals that we just negotiated didn't go anywhere. Sometimes that happens. It takes a lot of time. So, we're used to the process. We understand you are not accustomed to it. So we'll try to help you out with this process, okay? But I'm saying you gotta be tough. You gotta realize it's a long haul and success is not easy. That is the answer. When you're getting worn out, you think you're at the end. But we have some buyers, they're at the very end. They've given a letter of intent. We're negotiating and they're wearing out now. No, it's the process. You don't give up now. It's not easy to be successful. But they're like whining and can't handle it anymore. Well, let me tell you, you buy another practice, you're going to go through the same problems, the same issues, the landlord negotiation, the contract negotiation, the discretionary expenses. You have to understand that, understand where the seller's coming from, you know, all those pressures. You got to do it again. That's what it is. You got to do it again. It's all over again. So as worn out as you are, you really got to stay the course. Try to get this thing done because you will be successful in the end. But this is the process. Success is not easy. It's the process. You know, it takes a lot of your time and you're worn out. You're not used to doing this. Some of you have families. You got a lot of things happening at home. Some of you are on a longer road than we may know. I get you. But what are you going to do? This is the process. This is what it takes to be successful. All this aggravation. And in the end, if you wasted, you'd never wasted your time. because you don't know. You buy a house in upstate mountain area, like the mountains, you got to do all kinds of perk tests on the soil. I mean, there's a lot of work involved to make sure the house is viable, to make sure the house, the soil for the septic system is good, and you have all those things. You got to make sure it's working. And I understand that. So you have to go through all these tests, environmental tests, title check. It's not easy. And that's what, like, buying a practice. It's the first time you're doing it and you're worn out. I got it. But you don't give up now. You're at the very end, especially after you've given letter of intent. It's only a matter of time. We'll get it together. But you've got to be tough and hang in there. So at the end, when you're beginning to lose your edge, don't worry. We got your back. We'll help you through it. You just got to have a little bit of a backbone. And this is a small challenge in your life. Believe me, this is nothing. Wait till disabilities, problems, health problems happen that you have no control over. When this stuff happens, remember, you have control over it. You're in the hospital in the ICU. Forget it. You don't have a lot of control. All right? So we're here to help you. This is the process. We'll get you through it. But don't lose your edge. Don't panic. All right? You're just not, it's not going to work out for you that way. You're just going to start over again. Don't give up. It was a saying. I get these business sayings I read every time, and you should listen to those sayings. It's, you know, who's successful and who's not is the ones that stuck in it, that hung in there towards the end when everybody else gives up. Based on realistic goals. You got to have realistic goals, okay? Based on realistic goals, you shouldn't give up in the end when everybody else is failing, just throwing the towel in. All right, that's it, team. We're looking good. We got a lot of, I don't know what we did, like 7 or 8 this last 2 weeks. Got a lot of info. Hit the subscribe button. We got a bunch of new videos. This is hot and breaking news, so we're here to help you with this, all right? Off we go. Hit the subscribe button. Great talking to you again. Goodbye now.